The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all-day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's brickhousestew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's brickhousestew.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Rush Limbaugh came out yesterday with a pretty powerful statement on the NFL and Donald Trump. Here's the first cut.
There's a part of this story that's starting to make me nervous, and it's this. I am very uncomfortable with the President of the United States being able to dictate the behavior and power, or the behavior and of anybody. That's not where this should be coming from. Trump is continually tweeting, and I know what he's doing, and I understand why he's doing it, and his motives are pure, don't misunderstand. But I don't think that it is useful or helpful for any employee anywhere to be forced to do something because the government says they must. That scares the hell out of me. This should come from the league, as it looks like Goodell wants it to. The owners should be demanding this, not the president. The commissioner should be demanding this, not the president. We don't want the president being able to demand anybody that he's unhappy with behave in a way he requires. That's scary to me, even if the president's somebody I happen to like. This is a workplace issue. It's the owners and the league that let this get out of hand because they didn't know how to deal with it or were afraid to.
Here's the second cut.
If this is going to be made to work, the players are going to have to be told who the boss is, and they're going to have to be given specific workplace rules and regulations that they know has nothing to do with the Constitution, the First Amendment, freedom of speech. If you want to work for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you are going to stand for the anthem. If you want to work for the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to stand for the anthem. But I'm really nervous if all that happens because the president makes it happen. He can make it happen by forcing the owners. But this is a slippery slope.
No, it's a cliff. It's a cliff. And we went over that cliff again yesterday with the president and his Twitter comments about NBC and saying that NBC, we should start looking into their broadcast license. First of all, Mr. President, they don't have one. That's not the way it works. But second of all, people like Rush Limbaugh and me and you should be very, very concerned about a group of people cheering on a president who says, I don't agree with their facts. And so I'm going to use the government's power to shut down or regulate that particular media outlet. If you don't like their facts, then you have to contest their facts. If you say, well, I can't contest their facts, well, then you've got to come up with a better media system, which, you know, a lot of people have been trying. I don't know if it can be done. It's like herding cats trying to get conservatives to stand together. But that's the way you do it. You don't regulate people because the first voice that will be lost will be Rush Limbaugh's. The government has got to stay out of business. We didn't like it when Barack Obama was getting us involved with business on green issues, starting to get involved with GM. I lost $1 million. I canceled a General Motors contract I was doing live commercials for General Motors. Do you know how long people waited to try to get General Motors onto talk radio? I canceled that because I was uncomfortable with General Motors getting in bed with the federal government. The federal government has nothing to do with our jobs. Less regulation. How is it the president is inserting himself in almost everybody's personal life? It's not just this guy. It was the last guy and the guy before that. Stay out of our lives. You know, and here we have these guys dying in Niger, and we don't even know the rights that they're fighting for. What are we fighting for? Truth. Well, the president says what NBC reported the other day was not true. I mean, you had people in his own cabinet that were part of that story. I mean, it looked pretty true. And if it's not, sue them.
Well, he can't. I mean, you know, look, they may have been sourced well, but they were mainly unnamed sources. The president of the United States is not going to sue NBC News. And
the president shouldn't. But, I mean, geez, the press is not more powerful than the president of the United States. Stop. How is the most powerful man on the planet all of a sudden a victim?
Well, but this is how he handles that, right? His way of handling when he gets what he feels is a raw deal is to tweet about these things. Unfortunately, he's not grounded in the Constitution enough to think that that would be inappropriate. I mean, he got hit by Rush Limbaugh. That was, I think, a related issue when it comes to the NFL situation.
Yes.
He was hit by a few talk show hosts and such yesterday. We'll look at that and say, wait a minute. The First Amendment is important not just to liberals. It's important to everybody. It's important to all of us. And the mainstream media, who is now all of a sudden on the First Amendment bandwagon like crazy that Donald Trump is president, now they love it.
Yeah, they love it. And they were don't think we're stupid. Yeah. We know when their guy comes in, what's going to happen. Their guy is going to say,
talk radio.
Talk radio's got to go. They're just filling it with lies. We need to regulate the internet. Because how do you know when people are... No, we don't regulate people. We don't license people like that. We don't do that. This is America. And unless we stand together on the Constitution, we'll have zero credibility to be able to make the argument. We should be the ones who are the loudest in defense of this. But if you looked at the media from the right yesterday, there was barely a mention of this.
Yeah, I mean, a lot from the mainstream media, but not the other way. It's interesting,
and that's
too.
Wrong.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people get caught in that trap of, well, the mainstream media is really annoying. I mean, they're actually really terrible to
us. Yeah, they are.
And they beat us up all the time.
Yeah, they are.
And then all of that is true. However, it's still protected speech. And the concept, the principle of the First Amendment is way, way more important than some, by the way, meaningless article from NBC that did nothing. It was yet one meaningless article where they said he saw a chart in a meeting. And I know the chart he's talking about, which shows the nuclear arsenal of us versus the Soviet Union, now Russia. And how you see the increase, you see Russia gets ahead of us after a while, and they have a few more nuclear weapons than we do after a long decrease. And he said, well, why don't we have more? We should have 10 times more than them. Now, even if he said that, it's, you know, it could easily be taken as an offhanded comment, not actual policy.
Who cares?
Exactly. It's the reason it was reported. It was supposedly the conversation that led to Rex Tillerson calling him an effing moron. But even that is not confirmed that it's true. The point here is that this is meaningless nonsense that is so far below what he should be caring about right now. And instead, he not only attacks them, which to me is pointless. You want to do it? Fine. Okay, whatever. But I understand it. But then to go and attack him in a way that is not factually accurate, they don't have a broadcast license, and it is also against the Constitution. And can you imagine what would have happened if Barack Obama came out and said, I'm taking away the license
of Fox.
Of Fox News Channel. Now, of course, they don't have one, so he would have been wrong on that. He certainly was critical, but he never went anywhere close
to doing that. Do you remember how upset we were when they just said, turn Fox off?
Yeah.
When we were so upset, how dare you turn Fox off, turn on Al Jazeera? We were crazy.
Yeah. Now, he did.
He's saying we should look into the license of this, and the tweets from the right are all the same. They're all the same. They're all saying the same thing. Well, so you're for lies. No, I'm not for lies. I'm not for lies. That's what a libel suit is for.
Right.
That's what the court system is for.
When it comes to the President of the United States, people are going to say things that are not true. Yes. Like, he knows that.
Yes.
He knows that. He's said things many times. He's even said.
Should we look at his license when he said that Ted Cruz's dad was part of the assassination attempt of Kennedy? Come on,
and
man.
At the end of the day, what he says there at the end of that is like, look, it was a campaign and we all said he did
right.
things. And that's
got
the same thing with NBC News now.
Yes.
Just blow it off. Who cares what these people are saying about you? Who cares? I'm fascinated about how into this he gets.
I know, I don't think that's the. I don't think that's the story,
and I don't think it's real either. To be perfectly honest about it, I don't. It's really terrible for Donald Trump as the president of the United States to be basically saying, the First Amendment for sources that I don't like doesn't really apply. Secondarily, I don't think he means it. I don't think he's going to take any action on it.
He's just stirring it up.
He's just stirring it up. And I just think it's pointless. I'd much rather be focused on something that actually matters. You know,
the reason why I brought it up so many times today is because there aren't a lot of people talking about it on the right. And we should be leading the charge. Are we the constitutionalists or not? You cannot cede ground on this. You are the constitutionalist. You're the one who's supposed to stand up and say, wait, we stand, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution, the First Amendment, gives me five rights. And one of those five in the First Amendment is free speech, freedom of the press. That the government cannot do anything with freedom of the press. But to me, that means even licensing. Now, they got around it because FDR was so paranoid and he wanted to make sure that he could control the broadcast during the Great Depression and the Second World War, that they came up with the FCC and the free airwaves that belong to all the people. That's how they got away with it. Well, that's not the case anymore. Cable, internet, unless they start to regulate that. And believe me, they will. They're licking their chops to do it. What do you think all of this stuff with Facebook is? What do you think that is?
Net neutrality?
Well, they can't control it. They can't control it. We need the government to come in and control. We need to start licensing people. Do you think I'm going to get a license to broadcast on the internet? Do you think you're going to get a license to broadcast on the internet?
You think Trump would have had one before he was president? How does he become president? How does he become president without these freedoms? He doesn't. That's how he was able to speak his mind freely, and he won him the presidency. These are important freedoms. It's why it's in the First Amendment. It's not even like the 90th Amendment. It's number one.
With a bullet for a reason.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. It's all you hear these days, but what's it all about? Bitcoin is a better, faster, safer way to transfer money and make purchases. Time magazine calls it perfect money. Bill Gates says Bitcoin is better than currency. Some of the world's smartest investors have poured billions into Bitcoin investments. Investors like Richard Branson, Yahoo founder Jerry Yang, and Asia's richest man, Li Ka-shing, stand to earn billions on their Bitcoin investments. And now you can invest in Bitcoin using your IRA or 401k. The value of Bitcoin has skyrocketed over 2,000% since 2015. Experts predict it to climb to over $25,000 by the year 2020. Find out how to add Bitcoins to your IRA at a 20% discount off the spot price. Visit BitVestIRA.com. That's BitVestIRA.com. Or call 844-BITVEST. That's 844-248-8378. 844-248-8378.